So come here, Tom, can I just stop you there? No, can I just say you started your time in 1949. What age were you when you started your...
15.
15.
Yeah.
And was it always something that you were going to do?
Well, my father was a stonecutter, my grandfather, and there was another thing. I lived next door to the stone yard in Copley Street. So anyway, about 2 years after I started, St. Francis Church was coming on stream, the new St. Francis Church, and I was sent out to Maguire's under the 8 Arts Bridge. They had the contract for doing the stonework for St. Francis, and there was two other apprentices there. There was Declan Cal and Donny Ring, and they had to get a load of very old stone cutters out of retirement, because there was a lot of the stone cutters had packed up over the mass concrete, you know, in relation to church building and all that kind of thing. So Maguire's had that contract, and the tree file, if you ever look up at the front of St. Francis Church, you'd see a big ornate window.
Yeah.
And it is made out of stone on three fine pieces, and we were working on them. You know, that's that bit.
Very good. And come here, like, were you happy starting your apprenticeship? Like, was it a...
I was delighted, because I didn't like school. But part of serving your time, you had to sign up for the School of Art as well, to get the layout and the design of letters on the different fonts. And I'll give you an example now. Those two monuments, the Kilmichael and Crossbarry monuments.
Wow.
I laid out those by hand, freehand, drew out all the letters, and then I carved them with hammer and chisel. That's gone now, because they can do it by computer. They can ask you what font, and then they sandblast the letters. There's another thing about it. You'll see the rifles.
Yeah.
At the end, they were carved by Liam Cosgrave and Tighe McCarthy, who was a relation of mine. Liam Cosgrave wasn't, but he was a beautiful carver.
Yeah.
Right. You can see the rifles better there.
Yeah. Geez, they're beautiful.
Oh, yeah. You could nearly take them away. They were so realistic. Now, my father, he put that angel up over the Lusitania Memorial in Cove.
Yeah, I know it. It's beautiful.
Aye.